Are you ready or what?
Why don't you switch on the radio?
Give the people what they want, and they go away happy.
It's the opposite of fabulous. You know what I'm saying? It's the synonym of ridiculous.
Okay, I get it. I ain't pleasant to look at.
I'll listen to
them. We'll be with
them. How do we allow them to have a radio station?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome your host.
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
It's showtime, everybody! Showtime!
Hello and good morning. It is the Joe and Alex Show, Radio Now 100.9. It is the 20th. Dang, we're just trucking along in September 2018. Today, hot. Isolated storms are possible. High in 93. Friday afternoon, we're going to have some storms, but it'll be a little bit cooler. High of around 86. Good morning. Alex, my goodness, did you buy a whole bag of croissants? You're just snacking away at those things like all week.
Well, because I bought a box of them or whatever, a plastic case.
So is that how you go? Like, if you have one thing, you'll probably just like do the whole thing, or do you like have variety? Because like when you're on a Rice Krispie kick, you got those things going for like a week or two at a time.
Yeah, because I buy like a box of them. Like when you get a thing of bakery croissants at Kroger or whatever, they come with like four in the case. So, I mean, that's 4 days.
All right. I just like it. I just noticed you have, like, little things. Like you got your Rice Krispie apple juice. You got Gatorade croissant.
Yep.
It's like you're an extreme French athlete.
I have a few options, but I'm liking the croissants for breakfast.
Yeah, it actually does look pretty good. A little bit of butter on that. Liv the Web Girl, how's it going for you this morning?
It's going. It's Thursday, which is a pregame to Friday, so I'm excited.
I like how you always incorporate pregaming into something right there.
You got to.
All right, I need your advice, Alex and Liv. I am going to a wedding in New York on Saturday, and I'm driving there. We're not flying, so it's like 10 hours. What do I need as far as snacks to get me through the 10-hour drive, but also entertainment? I thought about an audiobook. I also thought about like listening to podcasts, but I don't know what I'm going
to
do
for
10 hours.
You have to listen to the Part of My Take podcast, Joe. You would think it's so funny. It's right up your alley. It is right up your humor. It's about sports. It's perfect.
Now, I didn't tell you this, so let me help you out here. I'm not disagreeing, Liv. Lindsay's in the car with me.
Will she not like it?
I don't think she would enjoy it. I don't think she'll hate it. But
why?
I just don't think she cares that much about sports.
I know, but it's like funny too. You should just play it.
I don't think she would like that.
Yeah, then Lindsay takes us off the road after 2 hours.
Their celebrity interviews are funny. Yeah. I like those, but
now,
that's not sports.
No, when you come to podcasts, Alex, are you talking murdering podcasts, or what are you listening to for a 10-hour drive?
The podcasts I listen to are either political or they're murder stuff. So I don't think Lindsay would like that either. So I think you're out
Hold
of luck.
On. Liv, are you okay over there? I think you put Liv to sleep.
Liv would boring.
Liv would hate it. I absolutely love it.
I know it's early, but if you're listening right now, maybe you drive a lot for work or you're just driving through Indy right now, can you tweet us at Joe and Alex Show any road trip suggestions? What about, go ahead, Liv.
I'm sorry. I don't know how in the world you and Lindsay are supposed to agree on something for 10 hours. Like, you guys are so different. How are you guys going to agree on, like, a podcast
or
even,
can't
like,
imagine.
Certain music? Like, that car.
I can't imagine.
Well, then she wants me to talk to her the whole time.
Yikes.
And I'm like, why don't you just let me put my headphones in? I'm going to bring a book to read, but she's going to want me to talk to her.
Yeah, maybe it would be easier to find a book that you guys would both like to listen to than it would be to pick a podcast.
That sounds stupid.
I just have no idea what two interests you guys have that would overlap to find
a podcast.
We
don't have a lot. You bring that up like how you think a couple should have a lot of similar interests, and we don't.
Okay, you know what? There's another podcast called KFC Radio. And
another one.
That is still funny, still the same sense of humor as Part of My Take, but they do a lot of celebrity interviews, and they talk a lot about pop culture. But it's two dudes, and they're really funny.
Two bros?
Yeah.
All right, final thing, snacks. What do I bring snack-wise? What are you snacking on?
I can't answer this because you're on that weird diet, and I don't know what's allowed.
Well,
and what
I got
isn't.
Jerky and cheese.
Jerky's lit.
Mm-hmm, okay.
I don't know what you can have and what you can't have on that diet.
I wish you guys knew more about me.
I don't know. It's got weird rules. Like, what I think is healthy, you say you can't have. So I'm like, I don't know.
You can't have fruit.
Correct.
What about like carrots and ranch or something, or hummus and crackers?
I could have ranch.
He can't have crackers because those are carbs.
See, I don't
Unless he gets, well, I don't know how you get carb-free crackers.
I don't know.
You know what's really good? The like snap peas that are like chips.
Gluten-free pretzels?
I think that's still carbs.
Yeah.
See,
yeah.
You know what? Whatever.
Well, I don't know.
I got my jerky. I'm just going to eat a tub of jerky on my way to New York for a wedding.
Gross.
It'd be cool if they called it off today. I wouldn't mind that. All right, it's the Joe and Alex Show. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram.
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
A video recorded by a fan of Justin Bieber meeting fans in NYC has slowly been going viral on social media. In the video, Bieber greets fans on the street while twitching and shaking uncontrollably. BuzzFeed just recently published an article on it mentioning the disturbing video and other musicians who recently lost their battle to addiction. The video was recorded earlier this month around the same time an interview with his manager Scooter Braun made the rounds. Scooter said he feared that Justin would die in his sleep from all the drug use. In that very same interview, he claims the singer is now clean and has found Jesus. I watched it.
How did it look?
He's either under MKUltra mind control or he's on drugs. There's absolutely no explanation
for that.
What
if there was a third option?
There's no third option. I'm telling you right now. If you watch those videos of celebrities that are supposedly under MKUltra mind control, that's what it looks like.
I think
it looks
it
like
might
he's
be coffee.
Malfunctioning like a robot. That's,
I think it's coffee.
No.
He
you need
those
to watch it.
Caffeine jitters.
Ashton Kutcher accidentally nailed a guy riding a scooter in Hollywood, sending him flying through the air.
Oh, that's not good.
The 19-year-old said he was just scooting along the sidewalk. He passed the Sunset Bronson Studios in Hollywood, and that's when Kutcher pulled out of the lot in his black Tesla. The teen, who works as a nanny, says that the impact from getting hit by his car propelled him into the air, and he landed in the street. Kutcher was concerned, got out of his car to check on the teen, who was fine. The ordeal ended with the teen asking for a selfie as a memento. So, I guess that all's good because he got that picture.
I'm okay.
Julie Chen just announced that she's leaving The Talk, and she's apparently leaving Big Brother, too. Sources say this season of Big Brother will be her last, despite reports claiming that she's expected to return next season. But the sources insist that Chen's exit is unrelated to her husband Les Moonves' departure as the CEO of CBS following multiple sexual harassment allegations. Chen is expected to announce her departure from Big Brother after the finale. Diehard Burt Reynolds fans could own one of Burt's personal cars. The late actor's car collection is set to hit the auction block on September 29th at the Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas. His personally owned cars are a 1978 Pontiac Freebird Trans Am, like the one he drove in Smokey and the Bandit. There's also another 78 Trans Am that's like the one used in Hopper, and an 84 Trans Am. A 1987 Chevrolet R30 pickup is also up for grabs, just like the one in Cannonball Run. The entire lot's expected to fetch upwards of $1 million. And Kevin Hart says that he got advice from Jerry Seinfeld on how to entertain people at his house, but it totally backfired.
I go to his house, and Jerry Seinfeld has a pizza oven. And I see the pizza oven, and I'm like, what's that? He's like, oh, my God, it's a brick pizza oven. You never had brick oven pizza? And I'm like, no, I didn't even know that was a thing. He's like, oh, my God, you got to get brick oven pizza. He tells me, he's like, oh, my God, people love it. They come over, man. And I go home to my wife, and I'm like, yo, we got to get a brick pizza oven. We gotta do it. So I go spend all this money, and I go get a brick pizza oven built in my backyard. And I'm hyped. I'm excited about it.
Yeah.
And it's done, and I invite people over. And no black people like brick oven pizza, man.
All right. Thank you, Alex. That is the garbage. Oh, I get chills.
That's my show.
We're talking about Black Mirror, the TV show. One of the episodes, you're kind of judged and based on, you know, your rating, your score, and that looks like it's actually coming true to a country.
What did I tell you guys? You guys always think I'm crazy. I'm always right.
Well, I'm not going to say you're always right, and I do think part of you is insanely crazy, but Black Mirror is actually almost a reality. China says it's on track to launch its scorecard system that ranks citizens on every aspect of their behavior, and this is happening soon. They're talking by 2020.
Man, gotta love communism.
The system has already completed several successful trials. That's funny, successful. In China, it is bolstered by a network of 200 million artificial intelligence powered surveillance cameras. Citizens' ratings are boosted by buying Chinese goods and community service. Your score is knocked down for fraud, tax evasion, or criticizing the government.
Man, that is scary stuff. That should freak you out.
It's insane. Oh, my goodness. And we have a lot of cameras. I don't think we have as many cameras as China probably does, because their stuff's insane. They can monitor you everywhere with facial recognition.
Everything is monitored there because it's a communist country. So, I mean, yeah, every single thing that you do, you know, do on the internet, Google censors some of your search results. You know, all that stuff is happening there.
Who do you think on the show would have, like, the best rating? Like,
me.
Who would lose it first? I feel like Alex would totally drop off first and have, like, the worst score.
Well, yeah, they don't want people to be critical, so, of the government and things like
and
that.
You're always complaining about everything.
Yeah, speak my mind, so that'd
Here's
be hard.
Here's the thing. I don't really pay attention to that kind of stuff, so my score would be amazing.
But see, that's
and
why
also,
I live.
Joe's wouldn't be that good because you don't spend enough money on consumer goods because you're too cheap.
That's true.
So I literally would have the best score.
But yeah. I would buy American goods. I would totally do it for my country.
But see, what's bad for Liv is that she's the most easily brainwashed. So that wouldn't be good.
I legit, like, Alex, I don't know what happens when your score gets too low. Like, I don't think you're going to be the person that commits fraud or tax evasion. Both of you.
No, that would be you, because you're the cheap guy on the show.
I pay my money. I don't like debt. That's why we're paying off our debt. My car's almost paid off. Like, I'm trying to get everybody the money that they deserve and that I owe them.
You wouldn't do some Ozark stuff?
I don't know what you're talking about. I feel like you and Liv, though, might accidentally, like, oh, I have to pay taxes?
No,
my bad.
I know that.
Is my dad in China with me? Because
yeah.
If so, then I'm good. If not, I'm screwed.
I think you're locked up instantly right now. All right. Well, I know that we're all big Black Mirror fans here. Liv, have you watched an episode like we asked you to?
No.
You just need to watch the first episode.
She's not going to understand it. It will be so over her head,
though. No, it's not going to be over my head. I just don't like disturbing things, or like I like to laugh.
But there's good stuff. You might laugh at some of it. And Black Mirror's really a big deal. It was nominated for an Emmy. Didn't win.
I don't care.
I don't think she's going to laugh. It is definitely, it's like, whoa. Like, it makes you think. That is a great show
and
to watch
all
if you
different.
Smoke weed.
They're all different. Oh, no, I disagree. If you watch that, you're going to be, oh my, you're going to freak out.
Well, yeah, some people, but other people are going to be like, wow, man, my mind is blown. Like, I never thought of it that way. Like, cool.
I bet one day that there will be something, whether it's government controlled or not, that we will be like, oh, looks like Liv's score went down today.
This isn't the first thing that has come true after a Black Mirror episode was made about it. So the show, the premise of the show, if you are not familiar, it's on Netflix, and it's about basically how technology can affect us in the future. Like if we
the
keep
Black
going in the
Mirror.
Advances. Yeah, your Black Mirror is your phone and your television if you get it when it's turned off. So anyway, you need to watch this show because so many things have come true after they made episodes about it.
All right, well, that was our creepy story of the day. Time for Joe's Need to Know News. You hear these stories, and now it might be an actual thing going on where we've been scammed, where you go to buy a ticket, and then the scalpers get them all. You're like, come on, this sucks. Like, we gotta go on Ticketmaster? Well, check out this. Undercover journalists from the CBC News and the Toronto Star posed as scalpers at a live entertainment convention this past summer, and they say that Ticketmaster tried to involve them in a scheme. Here's what they said. Allegedly. Here's how they say it allegedly works. The scalpers buy tickets with bots that are supplied by Ticketmaster. Then they resell them for more money at TradeDesk.com, which is owned by Ticketmaster.
Those sneaky snakes.
Allegedly. So Ticketmaster makes money off the same ticket two times. Ticketmaster does have a buyer abuse division that tries to kind of head off scalping and stop it from happening. And a company rep at the convention told the journalists that they turn a blind eye to abuses by Trade Desk users.
Whoa, that has to be illegal or something, right?
Oh, it's gotta be. If it's true, I am pissed.
Whoa.
But I mean, to be fair, like, what a genius idea.
Yeah, like, but I feel making money off the same ticket twice and all those different things, that's gotta be illegal.
Oh, it definitely, I agree with you, but it's like, how smart, like, to screw people over twice. I would never think of something that genius. How often do you guys, like, actually call somebody on the phone?
Every day.
Really? Do you guys have my number?
Well, why would we call you? We spend like 5 hours with you in the morning.
I don't know. So we could talk about really deep personal things, you know?
We do that on the show enough.
Okay. Then maybe this will surprise you. I don't know. Nearly half of all cell phone calls next year will be made by scammers. A company that specializes in call management technology found that just 3.7% of total calls made in 2017 came from scammers, but the number jumped up to 30% in 2018, and we're not even done with 2018. And next year, they're predicting that 44.5% of all cell phone calls in 2019 will be made not by you, me, or anybody else, but actually by scammers claiming to be people like the IRS or maybe calling after Hurricane Florence as a way to get information from people and scam them out of money.
Hello, it's me, Hurricane Florence. I did some damage and I need to repay people. Can you help me?
Oh, boy.
I hate that. I get like 5 or 6 phone calls a day from solicitors and scammers.
Oh,
how many do you get?
I always get called by scammers.
Now, you get it from your area code, because the area code on my phone that I have is a 616 area code.
It's always your area code.
And it's the same damn number. And
they use the first 6 numbers of my phone number.
Yeah, me too.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even think about that. I think you're right. That might be it.
Yeah.
What are the first 6 numbers of your phone again?
111111.
Okay. It was worth a try right there. This is kind of cool. I don't know if you played this video game, but I liked it as a kid. A mini version of the original PlayStation is coming out this December. They keep on doing this with all the different gaming systems. I want an NS64 to come out, the little mini one. That'll be dope. It's going to have 20 preloaded games. It's only going to cost $100, and you can actually pre-order that online. I'll put the link up on the Need to Know News blog. And today is an amazing national holiday that Alex will not celebrate, unfortunately. Today is National Pepperoni Pizza Day.
I love pepperoni pizza.
Hey, that's a pepperoni pizza.
It's lit.
I don't eat pizza. Sorry.
All right. According to a new survey, it's the most popular pizza topping, talking about pepperoni, with 66% of people say they like pepperoni. Other things coming in, number 2, sausage. Number 3, mushrooms. And 4th, bacon.
Where did toe jam fall on that list?
It is not on the list again this year.
Look at that. Un-American.
Maybe that's why you don't like pizza. Do you think there's toe jam on pizza?
Yeah, well, that's what I heard.
Yeah, well, that's probably why. So, overall, Alex, talk about you being alone on an island. 98% of people say they like pizza, which
I
means
wish I 2%
did. Don't.
I think it smells good. I was talking about this earlier to you guys. I think the smell of coffee and the smell of pizza are great, but for some reason, I don't like to eat it.
See, I'm like very lactose intolerant. So
you like it, but
it
hurts.
I can't really eat it. And like that pains me that like you have the ability to eat it, Alex, but you're just too stuck up to like it.
Too stuck up?
I'm
I genuinely
kidding.
Don't like it.
No, wait. So you're saying you've actually had a slice of pizza before?
Yeah, the last time was 5th grade. I tried to eat a whole slice.
That's too long ago.
No,
your
it isn't.
Taste buds change.
They
no,
do.
They
mature.
Do not.
Yep.
That's a myth. A myth that parents tell their picky eater kids.
No.
So that they'll try stuff again. Yeah,
once again,
is.
You know what? I hate to bring this up. You need to go to therapy because something happened with your parents and food, and it has been bothering you for a long time. It's stealing your joy.
Yeah, I'll tell
joy.
You what happened. For 3 days straight, my mom told me that I wasn't allowed to eat anything unless I ate her stupid potato salad, and I refused, and I starved for 3 days. And finally, my mom's friend said, "You can't starve your own child." So then I ate. That's what
Did
happened.
Did you eat the potato salad?
No. Heck no, because stubborn Alex, strong-willed Alex, was a queen even back then.
Your mom should have not given up. She should have broken you.
She should have starved me even
longer. I will break you. There you go. That wouldn't have happened
if you
were... I
would have chased after the Schwanz man like a rabid dog. Remember
Come
him?
Here.
Did you guys get that? We had Schwanz man.
Yeah. 22% of people say they can eat an entire pizza on their own. Oh my gosh, back in the day, I could eat a hot and ready. Now that I'm kind of on a diet, like 2 slices and I'd be full. And 3% say they'd rather eat pizza than be in a relationship. Guilty. I mean, come on. Pizza's pizza, right?
Yeah.
It's warm. It's cuddly.
If I had to give up Joel Daddy, my boyfriend, to be able to eat pizza and not have my stomach completely hurt, I might do that.
Wow.
All right. Well, hey, here's the magic genie. Go ahead, rub the bottle. That is Joe's Need to Know News. You can check it out, radionowindy.com. Good morning. It is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now 100.9. Follow the show on Twitter and on Instagram. It's at Joe and Alex Show. You want to follow me on my social media, Joe Pesh Radio. Alex is Yo Alex Raps with a Z. And of course, you can call on the show anytime. Our number is 317-239-1009. Is this Tegan?
Hi, guys.
Hey, what's up? What's going on with you? You're on the Joe and Alex Show.
Oh, good morning. I've been trying to get through to you guys all week.
Well,
I
welcome.
I listen every single morning to your show. I never miss it.
Thank
I feel
you.
Like you guys are my best friends.
Aww.
Come here. Hug. Oh, there we go.
Group
Everybody
hug.
So I wanted to tell you what happened to me at my new job.
Okay.
Cool. What's up?
All right, so my boss has a lazy eye, and it's so bad that you seriously cannot tell where he's looking.
Oh, that's awkward.
Okay.
I didn't know this, but apparently in my office, it's an unspoken rule that you do not look at my boss's lazy eye.
Mm.
Like, you're not supposed to make, you're only supposed to make eye contact with the other one, the non-lazy one.
Okay.
Do you know which one it is, though? I mean, I just would, if I didn't know if it was the left or right side, I assumed to stare at the nose.
Right? That's pretty smart. But yeah, it's his right one that's lazy, so you're supposed to stare at the left one.
Uh-huh.
So he's been super rude to me and making fun of me because, I don't know, I'm new and stuff. And all of my coworkers were like, oh my gosh, Tegan, we forgot to tell you to never look at his crazy eye. All right. I didn't know this. Like,
yeah.
The word on the street is, like, his wife caught him with a sheep on their farm.
What?
That they own.
All right, Tegan, I don't think that's real.
Wait, so word on the street, like word on the street as in like the office?
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so his wife caught him with a sheep on their farm.
Yeah, and she clocked him so hard that his eye just went wonky.
I would not repeat that. It sounds like your boss was a bad boy. So, all right.
That's fantastic. Wow.
Wait, is this the first time you've ever had a job, Tegan, where there's kind of like a weird unspoken like workplace rule?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, like, I don't know. I feel like maybe everyone has some sort of unspoken rule that they abide by where they work.
Well, I kind of wonder the same thing, too. 317-239-1009. Is there kind of an unspoken rule at your workplace? You don't have to tell us where you work at, but, I mean, Tegan, you're saying that you got the lazy eye kind of a rule right there and don't look at it. How's it been since this all went down? Are you getting used to it at all?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like maybe it was like a prank or something, but I mean, I'm sure it isn't actually what happened to him.
Oh, the sheep thing?
Oh, of course it didn't happen.
No, I hope it did.
I know, I'm kind of bummed if it didn't.
That's a fantastic like break room rumor though, to like say that is what happened with your boss. Like, I'm obsessed. I like the people that you work with sound great. So, they should have told you ahead of time about the unspoken rule, obviously, but that's pretty funny.
Yeah. It kind of made me feel better with him trying to make fun of me because I'm new. It's like, I know your secret.
Absolutely. Well, Tegan, you're a hoot. I'm so glad that you called in this morning. Thanks for talking to us.
Yes, thank you so much, guys.
All right, you have a good one. 317-239-1009. Does anybody else listening to the Joe and Alex show actually have an unwritten rule at your job? It's like, hey, live up, girl. Listen, I know you're new here and stuff.
Like no tuna sandwiches in the studio?
Well, I mean, I guess, but I mean, don't you want something juicier than a tuna sandwich?
When I used to be an intern at a finance firm, it was kind of like an unspoken rule that none of the actual financial advisors knew how to use the printer.
No way.
Or like the copier.
Like, so you had to do it for them?
Yes, like you would have to do it for them, and like all of the secretaries and like the interns knew how to use it, but none of the actual advisors ever did.
Hey, good morning. You're on the Joe and Alex show. Who is this?
Hi.
What's your name?
This is Sarah.
Hey, Sarah, what's the unwritten rule at your job?
It's not really a rule. It's kind of a guy with the higher up. They would play a game with all the new females to try and get them to show you their boobs without actually physically saying it.
What?
Wait a minute. I love this. How does it happen?
I guess they just seem interested. Most of them were married men.
Oh, my God!
Okay, this isn't as interesting. I thought you'd be like...
But how would they do it? Yeah. Like, what's the game?
They would just flirt, and they would pretty much try to get you to have sex on their property.
Whoa!
Oh, my gosh. This sounds like a sexual harassment case, waiting to happen.
I'm bummed out. I thought when she was talking about it, she's like, what would we do? We're like, hey, Liv, can you reach for that thing really high above your head?
Sarah,
like,
how long have you been working at the brothel?
I don't work there no more. I worked there about a year and a half.
Okay, cool.
Well, a year ago she worked at the brothel.
Good for you for getting out of there.
Oh, hey, let's wrap up. We have one more call. This is the lazy eye boss guy.
Stop
it. No, this is the goat.
The sheep.
Yeah, I feel so bad for you, man. Thanks for calling in. Kylie. Kylie Jenner. Normally, I wouldn't talk about, you know, the Kardashians or the Jenners because that's not my thing. But Alex and Liv, whew, they get excited. But did you see what she put on her Twitter? I think it was last night or the other night.
The thing about the cereal?
Yeah, check this out.
Jordan said, I want some cereal and milk. And I was like, you know what? Tonight's the night. I'm going to try it.
I still prefer dry cereal, but it was pretty fire. And nothing was ever the same.
I don't like to put too much, though. I definitely like cereal with a side of milk. Really not being dramatic, it still isn't, it's not hitting the spot crazy.
What is something that you have never tried? You still have not done it for the first time. Alex will probably beat anybody, but I'm talking like common things. I'm not talking about, you know, like bowl nuts or something. Like you never had like Rocky Mountain oysters. I'm not talking about that, but anything else that probably most people have had, like maybe a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
I've never tried a cookie dipped in milk.
Wow.
What?
Okay.
Okay, 317-239-1009. Alex, have you tried a cookie dipped in milk?
I have, but I don't drink the milk. I just dip it and then I throw the milk away.
Get out of here, lactose.
I have not had so many things. I've never had a salad. I've never had like I've never had ranch dressing ever. So I've never like even dipped carrots or broccoli or anything like that in ranch.
I think you would like vegetables more if you dipped it in ranch. I think a lot of people like it. Ranch is life.
There's so many food items that I haven't had because I'm a picky eater and I refuse to try it.
And that's what I was gonna say. There's a difference between not liking something, but you haven't even tried it. So you say you're a picky eater, but how do you know you don't like something until you try it?
Because that's exactly it. I know that I won't like something. I don't have to try it.
Okay. 317-239-1009. I think she picked an awesome cereal, by the way. Kylie Jenner, when she tried cereal with milk for the first time, she went with Cinnamon Toast Crunch. That is, hands down, the best cereal. And she said she tried it with regular milk. So I actually am a big fan now of Kylie Jenner just because of this.
Is that the best milk, like cereal milk drink? Like, you know what I mean? Like, different cereals probably make the milk juice taste different.
I think, like, what is it? Count Chocula? Like, the Coke or, like, Cocoa Pebbles are pretty good. The, was it Fruity Pebbles? Yeah, Fruity Pebbles are really good.
You like that milk?
It's like, yeah, it's like a weird, like, red, yellow, blue kind of color. It just tastes absolutely incredible. Let's say good morning to LaShawn in Noblesville. What is something that you've never tried before?
So, it's not me. It's my grandma. She's, like, 60-plus years old, and she has never had oatmeal, and she refuses to eat it.
Ooh, oh, my gosh. Liv, the web girl, loves oatmeal.
Yeah, Liv eats it every single morning.
Throw up, so she won't eat it.
Well, it is gross looking. The texture definitely doesn't look appealing.
Liv, the web
girl. She used to make it for us as kids, but she wouldn't eat it, and she never will.
Could you imagine not eating oatmeal, Liv, the web girl? Because LaShawn, her grandma has never had it. So
my life literally would not be the same. Oatmeal, honestly, is truly like part of who I am.
Liv would sound like your grandma if she had oatmeal, because like every day, it's 9 o'clock, I've got to go upstairs and make my oatmeal.
The only way that I will eat oatmeal is if I put milk in it, and then I only put it in the microwave for 1 minute exactly, and it's like oatmeal soup, and that's how I have it.
You don't like it where it's thicker?
No.
That's
gross.
Throw some butter on there or honey.
Definitely
not. Oh my gosh. Hey, thanks for calling in this morning. We appreciate it. Rachel, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What is something that you've never had before?
So it's actually my cousin. She's 27 and has never chewed a piece of gum.
Never had gum? Wow. Okay. How is that even possible? Like, I feel like when you're in middle school, that's all kids have is gum in their mouth.
No, it's always freaked her out, so she's never done it, and she gets really freaked out by people chewing it next to her, too.
It was probably the saying about how it takes 7 years for you to digest it that freaked her out.
Oh, maybe. I don't know.
No, I freaked out when I accidentally swallowed my gum. I'm like, oh, God.
Yeah.
No, please.
I can see how that would scare people.
And then I got worried, like, if, you know, something happened where it's like, that maybe a bubble would happen. Like, what if? I mean, it's gum. It works with your mouth. Why couldn't it work somewhere else?
Joe, what about you? What's something that you've never tried?
I think I've tried everything.
Really? There's not one thing that you have.
Name something, and I'll let you know if I've had it or not.
A Lunchable?
Oh, God. That's all I eat is Lunchables. You kidding me?
That's what he lived off of.
That was what I was raised on.
Olivia says, I tried a BLT for the very first time this year.
Isn't it an amazing? Did she say she liked it?
She didn't say anything else. I guess we'll never know, Olivia,
BLTs,
if you like it or not.
Are absolute fire. They're the best thing. Hey, let us know on Twitter if there's something that you've never tried before, and maybe you can try it this weekend and let us know what you think.
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
According to sources, the Super Bowl 53 halftime act has been selected, and it's Maroon 5. Another source said the offer has been extended, and they've pretty much accepted. The band themselves have not confirmed the news. Adam Levine did mention in an interview that he'd love to play the big game. Back in 2015, he told Howard Stern, "We very actively want to play the Super Bowl." While no names have been confirmed, Cardi B and Travis Scott are on the short list to join Maroon 5. The NFL released a statement. It's a Super Bowl tradition to speculate about the performers for the Pepsi halftime show. We are continuing to work with Pepsi on our plans, but do not have any announcements to make on what will be another epic show. Maroon 5 is going to be an indie tonight at Bankers Life Fieldhouse.
That would make sense, too. You bring up Cardi B.
Cardi B would make sense. She's a massive household name now. But Travis Scott, like, one in every 25 Americans probably know that name. No, I mean, he's not familiar at all, so I can't imagine him being there.
But I could see Maroon 5, Alex, coming in being part of halftime with Cardi B coming out for a song.
Oh, 100%.
That makes sense.
Well, and she's in Girls Like You, right?
That's what I'm saying.
So that would make sense. But I don't think Travis Scott is correct because they only pick people that are 100% familiar with Americans, and there's just no way. Samantha Ronson slammed Eminem for his diss track Killshot and thinks it's absolute trash.
I just think it's misogynistic and homophobic, and I think he's just so much smarter than that. He's proven he's smarter than that. It just seems like some real, like, lazy writing.
NBC has picked up the Kelly Clarkson show, which Clarkson's going to host. She's the host. She and her hubby, Brandon Blackstock, will actually serve as the executive producers, though. The pickup for the show for fall of 2019 by NBC stations gives it a presence in markets covering nearly 30% of all U.S. households. Clarkson, who is also a coach on NBC reality show The Voice, teased the news Tuesday night on The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon. She made a reference to her upcoming talk show, and that's when Jimmy Fallon said, "This is a big announcement. It's not been announced yet, but you're getting your own talk show." And she said, "Well, it's been leaked." She also said it's daytime. We're going to be right on before Ellen. She said that her touring band will be her house band on the show.
Oh, that's cool. And I think that's a show I'd like to at least check out and see.
Yeah.
It sounds fun.
She's a really sweet girl. And speaking of Jimmy Fallon, he said that he was too emotional to get any words out while proposing to his wife recently.
So I did it at the summer home our parents have on Lake Winnipesaukee in New Hampshire.
Oh, that's nice.
And I went out to the dock and I said, "Don't cry. Don't cry. What you do is let her cry first. Don't, because I'm pretty much a guy, but I'm like, it's such a big deal and it's overthought in my head and I just wanted to be perfect." And I go, "Don't cry. Let her cry first." I go, "Honey." And then I got down on one knee and I immediately like, And she's like, "Are you having a stroke?" You know, like half my face is, I was smelling burnt toast. And I go, "Oh God." It's like, "When do people love each other?" And she's like, "Oh my goodness." So just stop. Yes, yes, yes.
I thought that was so cute.
That's, I think, every guy. They're tough, but when you do that or see your bride as well.
Yeah.
Oh, that is so hard.
Noah Cyrus's Good Cry EP is just days away from release. And to go along with her album theme, she's actually selling a bottle of her own tears. She teamed up with Pizza Slime for a line of clothing and accessories.
Ooh.
The bottle, Pizza Slime. The bottle is called Noah Tears, and according to the description, there are approximately 12 tears made by Cyrus as a result of sadness. The description even says human digestion of these tears is not suggested because tears are generally pretty salty, and that would just be super effing weird if you drank someone else's tears.
I would sprinkle it into a soup or a chili for spice.
Right? The limited merch line is only available for 48 hours, so if you want that, be looking out for that because that's coming up in the next couple days.
This is pretty freaking juicy. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now 100.9. This is a situation where we've changed the person's name, and we're also going to change their voice to protect them. This morning on the Joe and Alex Show is Amanda, and why are you on the Joe and Alex Show today?
I just wanted to confess that I've been cheating with a married guy for several months now, and it's his wife's fault.
I'm sorry. So I thought you were going to come on to talk about, okay, you've been in this affair with a married guy, but like you wanted to kind of say your piece and apologize in case the wife is listening, but you want her to know if she's listening that it's her fault?
Yeah, definitely. It's her fault and I'm not sorry at all.
That is an incredible statement to make, Amanda. Why is it her fault?
Because she hasn't shown him any affection, attention, anything at all. Nothing. No touching, no nothing in years now. And he's tried to make her understand this.
How long has this affair been going on, Amanda?
Several months. Several.
Now, how did this affair start?
We met on an internet site and met up, had a drink. It went really well, and yeah, it's been going since.
Was the internet site something for married men looking to have an extramarital affair, or was that something that you didn't find out till after you had met him, like, oh, he's actually married?
No, I mean, I knew he was married from the beginning, and I knew why he was looking, because he wasn't getting what he needed at home.
And so you think that this woman, his wife, is probably listening to our show right now?
I hope so. I definitely hope so.
Give us some details so that just the people involved, the guy that you've been cheating with and his wife, would know that you are the person that's involved in their husband's extramarital affair. Like, does she know that her husband is having an affair right now?
Oh, yeah. She found some pictures, and so she knows he's been cheating. She's confronted him. They've had huge fights, obviously. Yeah, I mean, she's definitely mad. For sure.
Amanda, what were these pictures? Were they of your face? Were they like sexting photos? What does she know?
It was pictures of him that he sent to me.
Oh, pictures of him?
Mm-hmm.
So she doesn't know what you look like or anything?
Nope. Doesn't know what it looks like.
If she's listening right now and thinking, is this the woman that my husband might be having an affair with? What part of town do they live in? Can you at least say that so that she might know it's her?
The north side.
Okay. And does she know that you guys are still together, or are you still together?
No, she doesn't know we're still talking.
Do you want him to leave her?
I want him to be happy. I just want him to be happy. I don't want him to be stuck in a marriage where he's... I mean, when you're alone, you're alone. But when you're with someone, you're alone. That's the worst. And I don't want him to be in a relationship where he's not getting any attention or any affection whatsoever. And that doesn't mean I want him to leave her for me. But he needs to leave and be happy if that's the case.
Amanda, do you love this guy?
No, no, no. I mean, I have feelings for him. We've hung out more than just, sex, basically. But I mean, so I have feelings for him as far as, I care about him. But no, I'm not in love with him.
Does he know that you are talking to us right now?
No, he has no clue.
Would he be upset?
I don't know. I mean, they're trying to quote unquote work on things right now. I'm not real sure she's going to let him stay. So I don't know. He might be, but just trying to, I just think she needs to know that if he'd have taken care of him in any way, shape or form, he wouldn't have come to me. And I definitely took care of him. So.
Wow. I don't know if this is going to help the situation at all. It's the Joe and Alex show on Radio Now 100.9. We obviously, if you notice, wait, this caller sounds weird. Yeah. We're calling her Amanda, and her voice has been changed, so we don't give her away, but she called in here to the show and said, hey, I have been with a guy for a couple of months. He's married, and the reason why I'm with him and his wife caught him is because, well, it's her fault. She's not satisfying him. That comes to flipping pancakes. That comes to everything else. She's not giving him what he needs.
I have some more questions for you, Amanda. Do you mind holding on? We'll go to one quick song, and then we can dive in more to this.
Yes, definitely.
All right, it's the Joe and Alex show on Radio Now 100.9. Once again, remind everybody listening to the Joe and Alex show, why are you with him? What's going on?
His wife does not take care of him, and I'm taking care of him. And I'm not sorry.
Have you ever thought why maybe she doesn't want to show him affection? Like, what if he's a bad guy?
No, no, no. He's an awesome guy. Everybody that knows him knows he's an awesome guy. She doesn't want to show him affection and attention because she claims she has issues, and which is all well and good, and everybody has issues, but when you don't show your man any affection at all whatsoever, holding hands, kissing, touching at all, not even mentioning the fact that there's no sex, then there's an issue. And of course it's human to want to be touched. So he wanted to be touched, and I'm willing to touch him, so...
Amanda, Live the Web Girl has a question.
So you said that everyone that knows him says he's a good guy, and he's claiming that his wife isn't doing any of this stuff. How do you know any of that's true, and how have you met people that he knows? Is this like someone that you're friends with, and are you friends with his wife?
No, I've met people he hangs out with that she doesn't necessarily hang out with as much, and have gotten from all of them that he's a great guy.
So his friends that you've hung around with know then that he's cheating on his wife, or who do they think you are?
No, they know he's cheating. I'm pretty sure they know he's cheating.
Now, Amanda, is it possible that we could call this guy up and hear his side of the story?
I would say yes, but we can't because his wife has deleted everything, so he can't get anything now. Like, the way I contacted him is not the way I contact him now.
How would you get hold of somebody if his wife has his phone or deleted your number or whatever?
Well, we had an app and we were just privately messaging, but as of yesterday, he had to delete that for right now as well. So he will probably re-download it soon and contact me again. But for right now, I have to lay low and delete it.
So it is possible that you might never speak to this man again, say he doesn't re-download the app, or say that he doesn't reach out to you on any other sort of platform?
Well, I highly doubt it. But yeah, there is a possibility. And I'm okay with that as long as he's happy. But I highly doubt it. I took very good care of him.
Are there kids involved here, Amanda?
There are some teenagers, but yeah, not little kids.
So because you called us because you kind of wanted us to be the mediator, the indirect way of you to be able to reveal who you are, so to speak, to this wife. All we know is she lives on the north side. If she's listening and she's wondering if this is about her, she just found photos that her husband sexted to you.
That one's she's gonna know who she is.
Do you also live on the north side?
Yes. She doesn't know that.
Do you guys ever hook up while she's at home, like just with their kids? Or, I mean, are you waiting till she's gone? Or, like, how do your meetups work? Are you going to motels or what?
Hotels and a spot that he had.
A spot that he had.
A place that he rented.
I feel like if your intention of calling in and trying to let this woman know, because you have no contact with her and don't have the number, do you know her name?
I do. I would really rather not give that out, though, only because there are kids involved. I'm not, like, some vindictively horrible person. I do have some morals, but...
What if we just did the first letter?
Because, you know, she could be listening and like, there's no way this is me. Because if this is you and you're hearing this on the radio right now, you're like, you know, you're in denial.
All right. First letter's T.
Okay. T as in Tom?
T as in trouble.
Amanda, what do you want to say for Lady T, if she is listening, or any other women that are in marriage or serious relationships right now?
I would say take care of your man. If you're taking care of him and he is happy and you guys are both mutually happy, then he's not going to stray. And if you aren't, then he is, and I'm not sorry for that.
Let's take some phone calls right now. 317-239-1009. You heard Amanda. You heard her story and her thoughts and her beliefs. Do you agree? Does she have a point here?
Are women at fault? If your husband's cheating because you are not willing to give them affection, then are you at fault for your husband's affair? 317-239-1009. We'll talk to you next.
Actually, let's do it now. Let's take some calls. We're getting them, okay? Elizabeth, okay. You're on the Joe and Alex show. What did you want to say?
Well, I want to say I think what she is doing is wrong, but I think what he's doing is just as wrong, if not more, because he's married, and if he's not happy, he should just make the decision to talk to his wife and walk away, because in the end, the cheating and all that coming out is going to be way more harmful to her than just having a conversation being like, we're not happy. We need to deal with that.
I agree. I never understand cheaters. I'm like, just leave. Just break up. Just get the divorce. It's so much better for everyone involved to just break it off.
It doesn't mean it's right, but I wonder if brought up there are kids involved. I wonder if that's another thing.
Well, if they're teenagers, like she said, then he doesn't have too much longer. If they're going to go to college and stuff, I mean, might as well just get a divorce now.
Hey, thank you for calling in this morning. We appreciate it. You have a good day. Let's go to Katie and Fishers. It's kind of where this was all going down. Hey, Katie and Fishers, what's going on?
This is like the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life. And then she had the nerve to say she has morals. You literally have zero morals, number one. The guy is innocent, number two. But a marriage is work. Like, you have to equally put it in. If they're having issues, he should take that up with his wife instead of just running around doing whatever he feels like he can do.
I was surprised that she was so passionate. She's like, well, I don't love him. It's just, you know, but no, I care a lot about him.
I can't say it on the radio, but I'm like, about to go through my skin. This is just like, and it's terrible for women, too. It's just being a woman and being able to say, like, some of the things she's saying out loud is just ridiculous. Like, I just can't even believe it.
So no fault or blame should be put on the wife who doesn't show supposedly any physical affection. Let's say that is true. Then you don't think the wife is still to blame at all?
Well, I think we need to figure out, have they exhausted all options? Did they go through counseling? How much time have they had one-on-one? I mean, being a mom, I've got 5 kids. Like, when my husband and I go through things, like, we've got to work it out. We've got to talk about it. You know, we need time alone. As long as if everything was happening and he still wasn't getting what he needed, then he needed to leave.
Got it.
Hey, thank you for calling in this morning, Katie out in Fishers. Jessica is on the south side, and you've actually been cheated on. What happened?
Well, we were both kind of just not feeling it anymore, but we were working on it. And he decided to go out and cheat while we were still working on things.
Were you married or just dating?
No, just dating for a long time.
Yeah.
But sometimes, like, dating for a long time, like 5-10 years, is might as well be a marriage as far as how much time you've committed to somebody. It's not on paper, but...
It feels like it. And it doesn't mean that people aren't getting what they need. Like, you get that 7-year itch in a relationship, just like you do in a marriage. And honestly, in these situations, the men end up going back to their wives or their girlfriends because that's exactly what happened. And I feel like Amanda is just being played for the fool. Who knows? Like, maybe she found out and he was like, okay, honey, I'll delete it.
So let me ask you this. As the woman who has been cheated on before, if you are putting yourself in Lady T's shoes, who is the wife, we know the first letter of her name, what is her next step? If she's listening right now and hearing all this, what should she be doing next?
Well, we don't know the entire situation. We only know what Amanda has been told by a man that she met, you know, online or whatever. But honestly, obviously, Lady T already knows. So if she made him delete it or he voluntarily deleted it, they're probably working on things. Because if she didn't want to work on it anymore, he'd still have the app and he'd still be talking
to her. That's a decent answer. But let me tell everybody the question you're asking, Alex. This is what the lady with the TV does. She goes to RadioNowIndy.com. In about 10 minutes when we podcast this, she downloads the podcast, takes him to her divorce lawyer, and gets all that money.
That's a good idea.
I'm just saying, if you need evidence in a divorce case, and if this isn't evidence, I don't know what the heck is.
Man. Maybe Amanda just helped her win her case and get her half.
Boom.
So, good for you, Amanda.
There you go. Hey, Jessica on the South Side, thank you. Let's do one more call real quick, and we'll talk to Nicole in Carmel. Hey, you're on the Joe and Alex Show.
Hey, guys. How are you this morning?
I don't know. I feel awkward.
We're shooketh.
Don't get me wrong.
It's a different predicament to be in, isn't it?
It is a terrible position to be in right there. What do you think?
Yeah. I think that, you know, she says she wants him to be happy. Then him being happy, he should try to work things out with his wife. You know, in a relationship, it's not all about being physical. You know, sometimes it's just about being with the one that you love.
Yeah.
I worry about my relationship, the physical part, because I'm not always super physical with my wife. I mean, she's not tackling me to, like, you know, get on it and flip pancakes, but she definitely initiates at times, and I'm like,
You're working on it, though, aren't you?
I am, actually.
Good for you.
Yes.
See, that's what he or she should have done, or he should have done.
When that poison ivy cleared up from downstairs that I got when I was doing yard work, and I had to wait 2 weeks after it was cleared up by the doctor and the cream worked, I went into action. I'm like, hey, you, me, pancakes.
Good
right
grief.
Now.
That's so no one, I guess, nobody thinks that Amanda has a point of, look, if you're married and you're not willing to show any affection to your husband whatsoever, then you cannot be upset if they cheat on you. Nobody agrees with that.
I think we all agree, but you have to actually end the marriage, then go get affection somewhere else. You can't cheat. You shouldn't cheat.
Got it.
All right, cool. If you couldn't get through this morning on Twitter and Instagram, it's at Joe and Alex Show. Let us know what you think about Amanda calling in. And gosh, if you're the lady that we were talking about or she was talking about, I want to know what happened.
I'd love to hear from Lady T.
Like, I want to go to your divorce proceedings. Like, I want to be in there like an audience member. That'd
be Lady
awesome.
T, we'll change your voice too.
Yeah, call us 317-239-1009. It is the Joe and Alex Show. Radio Now 100.9. Call into the show anytime at 317-239-1009. Did your parents let you do this? And let's ask the other side of this. Would you let your kids do this? 1,000 parents were asked if they would let a 10-year-old do certain activities today without supervision. And they were also asked if their parents let them do that same activity at the same age. The activities are, and I got like 5 of them, one of them, would you let your 10-year-old stay at home alone for an hour or two? Now, half of people said, yeah, I did that by the time I was 10, but only 36% said it's okay for kids to do that now.
So, I did, but I think different kids have different levels of maturity.
I remember taking care of my brother. How old would you be in fifth grade?
Like, 11.
10 or 11.
10, 11. Like, I walked me and my brother to school. I made us dinner.
Yikes.
Not just Lunchables. I made us grilled cheese, Alex. And SpaghettiOs.
That's sad.
Hey, that's true. It actually is sad.
I stayed home alone when I was 10, and I would, like, make myself, like, pizza, or I would make myself, like, peanut butter and jelly and stuff if my parents were, like, out to dinner, like down the street on like a Friday night.
Don't you have like 18 siblings? Aren't you guys like the Duggars?
And what about your butler? What about that?
I don't have a butler, and all my sisters were out at parties.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah, I want to hear from you. 317-239-1009 if you would agree with this, if you do it, or if you think absolutely not. They say walking or taking a bike to school alone. People that were asked about this said, yeah, like 70% of people did it, but only 43% of people would let their kids do it now on their own, unsupervised.
That I wouldn't do. I wouldn't let my kids do that, and I don't have kids yet, but
why?
When I do.
Why wouldn't you let them do it?
That's just like, it's like a live walking ad for predators. It is. You're a kid walking alone. Their parents are not around them. They're out in public. You can grab them out in your car and take them away.
I wouldn't, now that I have met Alex Clark, because she has made me the most paranoid human being in
the entire
world.
That's what I get worried about. Alex ruins things for people. I think she makes them worry about things.
No, I think I've saved a lot of lives. I think a lot of people were walking through this life blind. I've opened up their eyes, and now more people are aware in Indianapolis.
I mean, if you want to give yourself that an award.
I would.
Now presenting the award to myself.
I think so many people have told me that. Like, I was going to do this, but then I heard you talking about your tips and tricks for survival, Alex, and now I don't do that anymore.
I just stay at home, and it's great. I have no friends, and I'm depressed. Thank you. At least I'm not scared. What about this? Play in a public park on their own. 51% of people said they did that as kids, but they would not let their kids do it now. Why not?
Because you know why? Because it wasn't until, like, 1980 that people even knew what the word pedophile meant. So that's why that happened. That's why now you don't see that stuff anymore.
But you always knew. There was always creepy Jim down the road. You knew
people literally did not know. I'm telling you, people had never heard the word pedophile. It wasn't even in the dictionary till like the early 80s. And that's why so many parents were like, oh, they never imagined that there were adults that would do that kind of stuff to kids. They didn't know.
Okay, kind of the same thing. Play in a yard without an adult, so you're right there.
Your yard, I think it's fine.
90% of people said, yeah, I did that back in the day, but actually 80% said, yeah, it's okay. So they kind of agree with what you're saying. Not a big deal. And the final one, we're getting close to it. Go trick-or-treating, you know, around Halloween.
No, always have a parent.
Why?
You're going up to somebody's front door. Take you right in there. Put you in their dungeon.
Are you the same person that thinks that everybody's putting razor blades in apples and needles and strawberries?
Exactly.
Oh, I honestly, sometimes I can't. 317-239-1009. It's the Joe and Alex Show. Let's go to the phones this morning and see what people think about this. Tiffany, you're on the west side, and you say it depends. What does it depend upon?
Well, I'm a single parent, so I would definitely do it at 9 or 10 years old. And it definitely depends on the maturity of the child as well.
So you would let your kid, like, stay at home for an hour or two? Like a 10-year-old? Okay.
By themselves, or do they have to take care of other siblings?
Well, I have two boys, so they would be at home together.
How old are they?
They're 6 and 7 now, but when they turn 9 and 10, I do plan on letting them stay at home.
What about, I don't know how, if you were close, I don't know if you are or not. What about walking or taking the bike to school? Would you let them do that by themselves?
Mm-mm.
Why not? Because Alex told you they're going to get abducted?
Right. That's
same danger. I told you. It's the Alex effect right there.
It's for a good cause.
Oh, no, I get that. Okay. What about trick-or-treating when they're like 10 years old? We let them go by themselves? Like around the neighborhood?
Nope. We can do that together until they're done, so they don't want to do it anymore.
All right.
I think that's depressing if you're a parent that makes your kid trick-or-treat by themselves. That's supposed to be a family thing anyway. That's a family memory.
Are you kidding? My mom slowed me down, and then she'd yell at me for cutting through yards, saying, use the sidewalk, Joey! I'm like, Mom, I got candy to get. That's the only time I ran in my life. Megan in Monrovia, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What do you think?
Well, you guys are giving me anxiety. There's no way.
Stop. Alex Clark is giving you anxiety.
No. Alex Clark is giving me life right now. She is completely right. And this world that we live in today is so much different than what it used to be.
Tell him.
Back in my day, you could do anything and things were great and there were no problems.
Back in their day, they were ignorant and didn't know. Now we know.
Amen.
And so that's why we do things differently. It's just like with vaccines and all these parents are like, I'm not going to do that. Like, the reason we have them is because now we know that they're effective and they help protect you and save lives.
Back in my day, we used to be thankful when we got polio. At least we had something.
You guys are ridiculous. No, but she's so right. Like, this world is unbelievably crazy these days, and you just cannot trust anybody.
All right. Well, hey, I'd want to say thanks for the call, but I totally disagree with you.
My ego is so big right now. Thank you.
Have a good day, guys.
Hey, bye. You too. We love you. If you couldn't get through on Twitter, it's at Joe and Alex Show. Do you agree with me? Do you agree with Alex about these things that parents used to do back in the day? And now they're like, oh, hell no, I'm not letting my kid do that.
Jasmine said, I walked to school with friends in elementary school and just found out last year that my dad followed us in his car the entire time.
Oh, now see, that's good. You let your kid feel like they have independence, but they're still being watched.
There you go. Growing together. It's the Joe and Alex Show. It's the Joe and Alex Show. Hello. So good to have you here, darling. Follow us, our social media, at Joe and Alex Show for Twitter and Instagram. Joe Pesh Radio for me, and Yo Alex Raps with a Z if you want to check out Alex. I think this is a conversation that it's a little adultish, but a little disclaimer there. But it involves flipping pancakes, as we mentioned here on the Joe and Alex Show. That usually happens in the bedroom. Mm-hmm. And this is a situation that happened with my wife and me. We were both present for this.
Well, that's good. I mean, I was worried she was going to be a ghost or something.
Ooh, look at you.
No. I had a cardboard cut out of Lindsay.
I would prefer not cardboard because I feel like I get all sweaty and I kind of like melt it a little bit. So plastic or rubber, whatever they're using now.
Oh, okay. I should throw up.
But right. My question is this. Is it okay for any kind of animal or pet to be in the room when you're flipping pancakes? 317-239-1009. I love our dogs, Benny and Paddington. I miss them right now. They're at Camp Bow Wow in Lawrence. I hope they're having a wonderful day and they don't hear this conversation. But Benny was in the room, and I told Lindsay, hey, take Benny out of here so we can flip some pancakes, because I don't want the dog in here, like, looking at me, thinking I'm attacking his mom or awkwardly licking at me when we're flipping pancakes. And she's like, okay. So she pretended to take him out. The lights were dark. She ended up having him lay down on the floor. And I'm like, I'm sorry, that's a personal, intimate moment. And then, like, we're flipping pancakes, you know, we're doing our thing, flipping and turning and tossing.
Okay, you know what it means.
And all of a sudden, jumps up on the bed and licks my leg. I'm
okay,
like,
no,
get off of me.
Yeah, I would not be okay with that. I'm already not an animal person. I'm super not an animal person.
And I love Benny and Paddington to death, but I don't want them in the room. It's just, I don't want them looking at me. I don't want them licking me like he ended up doing. I just, dogs already hump people. I don't want them to hump me.
Do you let your pets in the room with you when you're flipping pancakes? 317-239-1009.
Also on Twitter, it's at Joe and Alex Show. So you actually, for once, agree with me on something.
Oh, no, I would not. Yeah, I wouldn't be okay with that at all. I think Liv would probably be okay with it.
Oh, I bet she would, because Jewel Daddy's got a dog, and she really likes the dog.
You know, Liv is just live and let live, wouldn't you? You'd be okay with it, wouldn't you, Liv the Web Girl?
You're like, oh, it's okay. Let the dog come in here. I don't mind. I bet the dog's embarrassed.
She's embarrassed.
You guys, my parents listen to this show. Let's just remember.
I think we're past
that
now. Do
parents not realize that you're an adult woman?
We have a caller.
Carly in Brownsburg, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. Are pets allowed in the bedroom when you're flipping pancakes?
No, they're not, because one of my dogs actually will lick me while we're flipping pancakes.
Like Joe.
Oh, isn't that gross?
Yes, she's crazy. She won't stop.
See, the problem with Joe's dogs is that they're rabid. And so I would worry if they're licking, they might, because they're rabid dogs, just like, you know, bite his cock-a-doodle-doo right off.
Right.
And I'm not working with much as it is right now. It kind of does look like a chew toy. Now, for the record, not true. And they don't have rabies. They just have a really foamy mouth. That's
He's crossing
all.
His fingers when he said that.
Stop it. Hey, Carly in Brownsburg, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. Anna, you're in Carmel. And do you allow the pets into the bedroom when you're flipping pancakes?
No. So I had a pit bull once with my ex-husband, and we were in the bedroom flipping pancakes, and she was sitting there at the edge of the bed, and it just totally ruined the moment. Just nope. And he didn't want to get rid of her. He didn't want to stay in the room. He wanted her to stay in the room. And I was like, nope.
Why did he want her to stay in the room? I don't understand why. If I had a bird, no way. Any kind of a thing.
I'm not sure. But it's safe to say that we are no longer married. So there you go.
Just imagine, like, any pet, though, like your hamster, all of a sudden it's kind of quiet and you just hear that wheel.
It's like that.
I couldn't do it.
Hey, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. I don't think you're alone there. Juanita on the south side. Hey, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. Is the dog or is the cat or is the snake, whatever you got, allowed in the room when you're flipping pancakes?
They shouldn't be, but my boyfriend has his dog laying on our bed.
You need to break up.
No kidding.
Have you made eye contact with his dog in the moment?
I try not to, but...
Wait, does he, is his dog like, oh, good job, Dad. There you go. That's
ew.
It. All right.
What's the dog's name?
Gizmo.
Oh, gosh.
No, no Gizmo in the bedroom. Hey, thank you for calling in. Allison Carmel, what do you think about flipping pancakes and the pets are in the room?
So, I don't have pets. I hate dogs. I hate cats. I mean, I like them, but they're just not for me.
What about worms?
I'm a pet person. No, thanks, Alex. But my mom, when I was younger, we had a dog named Raider. She would always be like, oh, that's your brother, da, 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 da. I hated this damn dog. It died when I was 23. We had it forever. My dad passed away a long time ago, so her and her boyfriend would set the dog out when they were flipping pancakes. I never knew what they were doing, but the dog woke me up every time because it was going crazy. And I would guess that's why they didn't have it in the room with them, because the dog would, like, freak out.
Yeah, the dog tried to join in.
Shut up.
It's like, no, try it this way. You're not doing it right. And that right there is why you don't allow pets. And God, I love Benny and Paddington in the room when you're flipping pancakes.
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Demi Lovato's mother, Diana, says they really didn't know if she was going to make it or not.
I prayed, of course, all the way to the hospital, and my faith is strong. And I think that's one of the things that got me through the next couple of days when she was in critical condition. We just didn't know for 2 days if she was going to make it or not. I was very concerned, and I was trying to be strong for her, for her sisters, for my family back home that was saying, what's going on? Is everything okay?
Diana talked about Demi and how she's doing right now.
I can honestly say today that she is doing really well. She's happy, she's healthy, she's working on her sobriety, and she's getting the help she needs. And that in itself encourages me about her future and about the future of our family.
Khloe Kardashian is moving back to Cleveland with Tristan Thompson and their daughter True as Thompson's season with the Cavaliers starts up. Sources say that Khloe and Tristan are great ever since they've been both with True in L.A. They've really worked together on their relationship issues. They had an amazing summer together and a gorgeous family vacation. Sources also say it's hard for Khloe to leave L.A. because she will miss her family, but she is very committed to keeping her little family together. She's going to travel back and forth for work and to see her family. Apparently, Tristan has shown that he's committed to Khloe, so Khloe will make it work.
Well, that's good news.
Wanda Barzee, the woman who helped her husband kidnap Elizabeth Smart, was released from prison this week, and Elizabeth Smart explained on the news why she thinks that Wanda is not remorseful.
Part of her plea deal back when her case came up, it was required for her to write an apology to me, but it was just a very brief, I'm sorry for what I've done, the end kind of thing. I don't think you can just kidnap a 14-year-old girl and, you know, not only sit by her while she's being raped, but encourage the rapist to continue, and just at the end of it say, I'm sorry, and really mean it.
Portia Williams is pregnant. If you don't know who she is, she's on The Real Housewives of Atlanta, and she's expecting her first child with her boyfriend, Dennis McKinley. Williams and McKinley started dating last year. She was previously married to former NFL star Cordell Stewart. Now, Portia, did I hear right, Liv? You watch these shows. I don't watch the Housewives shows. But she has been trying for like 6 years to get pregnant and now finally did. Is that right?
I believe so.
Yeah, so that's exciting for her. And LeBron James. LeBron James is going to star.
Everybody get up.
Yeah.
It's time to slam now.
In Space Jam, the sequel.
I saw this. Yeah.
Can I just say that I literally threw down my phone when I saw this
notification? You want it to be Michael Jordan?
Well, no, I don't want it to be Michael Jordan again, but, like, maybe someone else. Like, maybe we have, like, Kyrie Irving.
I heard
that. Like, Steph Curry. What? Steph Curry would be perfect for this.
No, no, he would not.
I think, hate LeBron James.
I think Colin Kaepernick is, like, he's available.
He's a football player.
No,
once again,
not.
You're missing the sports reference.
So I know he's not a basketball player, but he is a sports person. The NBA star's production company, Spring Hill Entertainment, shared the first photo of LeBron's new project in the works on Wednesday. A caricature of a basketball locker room along with his name in one of the lockers confirmed to fans that the newly acquired LA Lakers star is signed on to lead the upcoming sequel. Eric Bauza also joins the cast as the voice of Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck, as well as Dwayne Frank as Waterboy. The sequel is a continuation of the 1996 film 1996. Can we talk about that? Space Jam, which starred basketball icon Michael Jordan. While few details of the sequel are available, the original followed Jordan, of course, teaming up with the Looney Tunes in a desperate attempt to win a basketball match and earn their freedom.
Sequels are always worse than the original, just saying.
Let's hope not in this case.
But see, we don't know that. Like, classic movies, like, I'd like to see a Titanic sequel. I bet that'd be pretty dope. You don't think it'd be good?
I've never seen Titanic, so I don't know.
Huh? Do you know what happened to Titanic?
I think, like, Rose...
Spoiler alert!
Spoiler alert!
Rose didn't let him on the board. Or the door.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Okay, that's the garbage on the Joe and Alex Show. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now 100.9.
Call the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, 317-239-1009.
We want to hear from you if you have a similar experience to what happened to Liv the Web Girl. All right, go ahead. Spill the beans. What went down?
All right, so my blinds have been broken in my apartment for like a while, and I've been calling maintenance, trying to get it fixed, and this has just been an ongoing thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so then finally, they come in and fix it, but they didn't let me know. Like, I thought that they were supposed to give me like a 24-hour advance that someone was going to be in my apartment. So my apartment was so messy. It had underwear all over it, and in the living room too, because I live alone. So in the living room where my blinds were messed up.
What's your underwear doing in the living room?
She just takes it off.
The entire place is like one closet for me. It's like one giant bedroom.
Okay? I feel that.
I live alone. And so there was underwear there. I had some battery-operated boyfriends laying out.
Did she say more than one?
Bobs.
And the maintenance man saw all of this because they didn't let me know. Obviously, if I would have been given a 24-hour notice, I would have like cleaned up,
yeah,
put those things away.
That is my biggest
thing, too.
And now
they've seen it all.
That is super humiliating.
And I'm mortified. And also, too, like, that person works in the front office at my apartment building, so it's like, they're all going to know.
Yeah. That's definitely humiliating. That's one thing with my apartment people. I always try to tell them. Well, the other thing is, too, is I told them the other day, and I love where I live, and they're probably listening right now. They all love listening to the show, the people that work in the office, so shout out to them. But I love living there and everything, and the maintenance is always great and on time and fixes what I need. But a few times, because when we're done with the show, I go home and I go to sleep for a while.
Yeah.
And they just don't knock or give me a notice that they're coming, and they just, some strange man just comes in.
Oh, wow, that would be
scary.
And
it scares the crap out of me. So I have told them, I'm like, hey, you got to email me and set up appointments with me so I know a window of when they're going to come, because it scares me when I'm asleep and somebody barges into my apartment.
Okay, no, I get that, but have you had a situation like Liv where she just said there was underwear on the floor,
yeah,
there was some bobs laying out?
Sure. Well, I haven't had the bob thing, but I definitely or maintenance has come over before and I didn't know, and I've had underwear laying out. It's super embarrassing. Girls like to be able to have time to clean things up.
Maybe it's just because I'm a guy. Like, I never left a bob out, but I don't understand, like, what the big deal is. Like, everybody wears underwear. We all wear socks. We all wear clothing.
Yeah, but you know what?
So what if it's on the floor?
With girls especially, we also like to put all of our hair on the side of the shower.
Oh, gosh, I noticed.
That's embarrassing for someone else to see. That's our own private thing.
Can you tell me, sidetrack, why do women do that? Because Lindsay does that.
It's just fun. It's hard to get it off your hand.
I thought it was like a wild animal in our shower.
I like to draw in it, make shapes.
Gosh. Kevin's on the south side this morning, and you're on the Joe and Alex Show. You're a maintenance man, so explain yourself. Why did you walk into Liv's apartment and see everything?
I actually didn't walk into Liv's apartment, fortunately, but I have walked in on people flipping pancakes before. I've walked in on all kinds of different stuff in my whole career.
Now, when you walk in on somebody flipping pancakes, do you just like in a cartoon, you just sneak back out, you just back out like dee, 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 or you're like, excuse me, like, what do you do when that's happening? Did they notice you?
That actually happened. That particular instance has only happened once, and that's like exactly what I did. I walked in and they were like right there as soon as I walked in on the couch, And as soon as I saw them, I looked at it, my eyes got as wide as like saucers, and I just like creeped my way back out. And I was like, I'm sorry, as I like closed the door.
Now, do you work in an apartment complex then?
I used to, but now I actually upgraded to a commercial building, so I fortunately don't have to deal with that kind of stuff anymore.
Gotcha. So when you were at the apartment, though, if you had to fix something in a single girl's apartment and she did have dirty clothes and underwear and stuff laying around, did you, like, keep a note of that in your mind? I mean, did you try not to look, or, like, how? I need to know behind the scenes what's going on in your mind when you see stuff like that. I'm sure Liv wants to know, since it happened to her.
So to make her feel better, we see that kind of stuff on a daily basis everywhere, and I can promise you that I don't care how messy Liv's apartment is, it is not the worst one that we have ever seen.
All right, now be careful when you're describing it here for us, Kevin. What is the worst thing you've seen in an apartment? Could be a man or a woman.
Okay, so the worst one I ever saw, messy-wise and nasty-wise, was somebody that lived there, and it was just, I mean, there was food, mold, like stuff stacked up, where it looked like one of them like shows off of Hoarders.
Ew.
Oh, gross.
And, yeah, and then the weirdest one that I found is I actually walked in on an apartment one time. The person wasn't there, but it was actually a cam girl's apartment.
Oh, where at? Yeah. I've heard of cam girls.
Yeah, it was on the south side as well of Indy, but it was an interesting one because there are cameras everywhere. It looked like a movie set in her entire apartment.
What?
Kitchen and all.
In the kitchen?
Yeah, I mean, people everywhere. Want to watch in different places.
What
yeah,
the
exactly.
heck?
Yeah, exactly. I actually met that girl on a different basis one time. She told me that she was a cam girl and stuff like that. And she said that during one shoot, she could make anywhere from, like, I think it was like $1,000 to like $5,000 every single day.
So
I was like,
gosh.
Yeah, I'd probably do it too.
Were those luxury apartments then that you were working at? Like, were they really expensive, nice ones?
Yeah, they were. They're considered like a 4-star apartment complex, like one of the nicer, like versions of like what you see.
Wow. This is fascinating.
It is. Hey, Kevin, thank you so much. And that's just an interesting thing because Alex didn't live to say that she ordered some cameras.
Shut up. Oh, my God.
It is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now 100.9.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
This right here proves that I could have another job besides radio. I don't know how long they'd employ me, but it's possible. An airline in Hong Kong spelled its own name wrong on the side of their plane.
Oh, no.
International airline, I believe it's Cathay Pacific, had to send one of its planes back to the shop after the letter F for Pacific was missing from its name, painted in massive green letters on the side of their jet.
I don't understand. There is no F in Pacific. Oh, yes, there is. Yes, there is.
Wow.
I got confused for a second. I got confused for a second.
Idiot.
Dummy.
Dummy of the day, Alex.
Everybody, look at this dummy can't spell. The company took the mistake in stride, posting photos online showing the misspelled Cathay Pacific, or whatever I did wrong, printed on the plane. You can actually see that on the Dummy of the Day blog at RadioNowIndy.com. Your final story today, a pink-haired man in Florida used a torch lighter and a roll of toilet paper to try and rob a convenience store. I'm gonna burn this place down, I swear.
Oh, that's what he was threatening, like to burn the toilet paper?
I'm just assuming. The employee said the guy had a mask over his face and said, give me the bill. The one from earlier. So I guess there was like a $100 bill or something a customer paid with and he wanted that. The employee said she recognized the guy because he was in earlier that day and she talked to him about his pink hair.
Oh my gosh.
How dumb are people? I'm not saying I would ever commit a crime or rob something, but dang it, I might get caught, but I would have a good plan. I would at least be, you know, preparing, thinking of all the scenarios. If I get caught, it does happen.
Well, part of that and thinking ahead of time, you know, you'd have to shave all of your body hair because you are so hairy, you would leave DNA everywhere.
The DNA part is possible. It's true. Like, I find my, like, look at right here. If I just pull it up, that's a beard hair.
That looks pretty short and curly to me.
No, it isn't. Look at right here. Oh, you think it's something else?
Yeah.
It does have like a little bit of a curl. I wish it was straightened out. My beard looked longer, but here you can keep that.
Thank you.
Yeah, the guy went in there, talked about the pink hair. The police said the guy was waiting out the store when they arrived. He was arrested and charged with attempted robbery with a deadly weapon. So you can see this pink haired genius online on the Dummy of the Day blog at RadioNowIndy.com.
Was the deadly weapon the super scratchy toilet paper that you get in like public places?
Oh yeah, one ply?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I think we have that weapon here at work in the bathroom. Here's the 411 on the 317. Yesterday was a great day. Over 500 Indiana National Guardsmen returned home after training overseas.
Woohoo!
Guardsmen with the 38th Infantry Division, 76th Infantry Brigade Combat Team, supporting the U.S. Army's Pacific Pathways exercises, came back. So that's so good to have them back here. Thank you, by the way, for your service.
Well, that was some good news. Here's some sad news.
Aww.
The Indiana Department of Child Services released a report detailing the latest number of child deaths due to abuse and neglect in the whole state of Indiana. The latest report compiles data from 2016 and says that 59 children died from abuse and neglect. That number is down, so there is a, I guess you could say,
there shouldn't be a single kid.
I know there shouldn't be a single kid, but I guess it's a good thing. But the number is down from 2015, where the state saw 77 kids die because of abuse or neglect. So
I just don't
a few less kids die.
I don't understand animal abuse, but I don't understand children, like child abuse. I'll never understand that.
Yeah, it's super sad.
Well, here's some kind of fun news. Today is the IMPD Downtown District Community Day. It's
going
to be on Georgia Street from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. There will be tons of free food, Colts and Pacers cheerleaders, and an Indy 500 car. So all of the IMPD specialty units like SWAT, bomb squad,
patrol
on the horses, all of that, they'll all be down there and they'll all be selling t-shirts and memorabilia for their fundraiser.
Oh, that's good.
Can you ride the horses?
No, they're on there. The SWAT team's on the horses.
Oh, okay. Okay, dang it. That sounded really cool for a second right there. I was like, I really want to ride that, please. And let's see here. Colts rookie Darius Leonard is the AFC Defensive Player of the Week after his 18-tackle game against Washington. Hey, Darius, quit being so selfish. Let your teammates tackle somebody. Jeez, what a jerk.
Oh, also tonight, the Maroon 5 concert is at Bankers Life Fieldhouse.
Oh my gosh, I know. What do you think about them possibly being the Super Bowl entertainment?
You know, I don't know. Maroon 5's all right. I'm not a massive fan. I mean, they're okay.
I think if they bring Cardi B out, that'd be really cool.
Yeah, I would much rather hear from Cardi B, honestly.
All right, that's the 411 in the 317 on the Joe and Alex Show. Radio Now 100.9. It's the Joe and Alex Show, Radio Now 100.9. Oh, my goodness. I got to start packing. I'm going to be going to a wedding this weekend. We're already doing the packing for it because we're going 10 hours away to New York.
You better figure out what kinds of movies and music and all that kind of stuff you're going to pack.
Yeah, thanks for the suggestions Alex and Liv gave me earlier. Some, like, sports podcasts. And
ooh,
Alex said murder stuff, but Lindsay probably won't like any of that.
I know a song that you could listen to in the car.
Oh, this one?
Woo!
Mama shark, doo 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 doo. Mama shark, doo 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 doo. Mama shark, doo 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 doo.
Will Lindsay like this?
9 hours later.
Daddy shark, doo 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 doo.
Surely this wouldn't encourage Lindsay to kill you.
No, there's if other things haven't got her to do it, this probably won't.
And on the next Murder Monday, the death of a radio show host.
Grandpa Shark.
Well, you know, have fun. Drink some energy drinks.
Oh, I certainly, certainly will.
Hands at 1 and 6.
No, it's 2 and 10.
No, it's 1 and 6.
Wait, hold on. 1,
wait, I'm
6.
To do this in my head.
What are you getting ready to do, like Tokyo Drift?
Exactly. Got to keep things interesting.
Oh, wait, or do you do knees at like 8 and 5?
Yeah, knees at 8 and 5.
I do knee at 6. That's it.
Just one knee.
Well, I'm a guy. Wow. I can't squeeze my knees in together like that. I'm a guy. It'll hurt too
much.
That's
hard to do in a go-kart, too, because you're DUI or whatever.
Yeah. Well, no. Liv didn't get a DUI.
No, Joe.
No, Joe's DUI.
Oh.
We're kidding.
You
no
mean
one...
driving while incredible? Yeah,
yeah.
I've been busted for that a few times.
No.
Like, sorry, officer, you caught me.
And someone that's just tuning in for the first time, none of us have DUIs or DWIs. Now, the other station, I'm just kidding. No, but I'm not.
What are you talking about? I don't get it.
Anyways, have a great day. Yeah. We love you.
Google it. All right, cool.
Uber, don't drink and drive.
RadioNowIndy.com for anything you might have missed today. Let's say goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.